This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Joan Sleestack.
Guys.
What was that movie with John Sleestack?
Do you remember that movie with Joan Marshall Stack?
You remember when Joan Marshall Stack was in Toys?
Dude, Toys.
Yeah.
Toys.
Am I weird for having a crush on Joan Cusack?
Not at all. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, I think I wanted to kiss her for a long years.
I've wanted to kiss her since I was a boy, as far as I can remember back, as far back as I can remember being a boy. The thing is like...
Sorry about your fragile boy.
Let me tell you something about girls I used to like as a boy. You ever seen... So Joan Cusack, for sure. She up there, dog. She's like top five at least. Let's hear it. Come on. Give me a little. Okay. I think I've got my five.
Your fave five for
your T-Mobile
account?
I think I've got my fave
account?
Five from when I was a 2-5 boy. When I was two...
when you were 10 years old.
When I was 25, take 10 away.
I remember my 22nd take 1 year away birthday.
My 25 take 10 away plus two is probably the first time I remember liking these girls from movies.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Tell me.
Like, seriously, since I was a kid, you remember the movie Real Genius?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember it pretty well?
No.
Oh, I think I hear Owen's bedroom's, like, window.
How?
Listen,
Owen brings up a really good point.
No,
there is what I would consider a jet engine that I have no problem with. No.
Here's the thing, though. The reason why I even brought it up was because of how much of a stickler for the fan you are.
Sure. Stickler for the fan is my favorite off-Broadway community theater.
No, Stickler for the Fan was a sitcom with John Larroquette. It started.
What is happening now?
I'm just saying, like, because of how much of a stickler for the fan.
Yeah. Also, this isn't the Mythbusters podcast, so we don't have to do experiments. I don't think we're trying to bust anything up at the Mo.
All right.
It's only time for funny jokes right now.
Do you remember?
Oh, it looks like Bruce Springsteen. Right
Owen.
He has a donut sticking out of his back pocket.
Tuck your penis back in, Owen. Why is your penis sticking out of your pants?
I hate the fan in my window shut.
Smoking cigarettes out on the lawn.
Owen Springsteen.
Owen's album would be... It would be, he's not on the mic.
Mm-mm.
you hear a full band, but yeah. You hear him really far away.
Why is Owen behind the bongo player in the recording studio?
It would be like this. Like, hang on, let me see if I can pull up some yeah, royalty,
get some
royalty free.
Here we go. This good baseline. Good baseline.
Okay.
I'll be the producer.
This is Owen's vocal.
You be Owen. Okay, Owen, we're ready? We're going to punch in with that vocal track. Can we stop the music for a second? Can we just stop the music for 1 second?
What's up?
Hey, bud. How you feeling in there? You need a smoke break or?
You need me to come closer to the mic or?
It's just that you're so... Why are you behind the drummer? Just step closer to the mic. We'll take that one again. All right, let's cue it up. All the tracks are in there? Okay, good. Give me a little more bass, John. Very good. All right, Owen, this is you. Punch in second verse. Okay, he's stuck. Alright, Owen?
I'm smoking up.
Alright, bud.
I'm smoking up cigarettes all day.
Alright, bud, let's bring it back. You're so far away from the mic still. You're very... You know what? I'm gonna send the intern in there with a bus ticket. Why don't you take it closer to the mic? Okay, he's in the hall. He went in the hall. Why don't you come back into the... Okay, well now you're close to this whispering.
I'm smoking dust.
Why do you yell sing in the corner?
You're either going to get me yelling far away or whispering quietly.
What do you need from me?
Whispering Quietly is my favorite Enya album.
How did Owen get the record deal in the first place? How did he get into that position?
I think they thought he was someone else.
Did they see him live? Oh, they thought he was a young Bruce Springsteen. Good ending to a long bit.
Owen looks like wherever he is right now, he's stuck.
Owen, that's that's Owen's aesthetic. He's stuck wherever he's at. Wherever you see him, he can be in the middle of a field. Like, God, we got to get that guy out of that field.
Is Owen okay? I think he's stuck.
Owen, chew twice if you're stuck.
All right, so here's my top five. Ready?
Yeah.
Do you remember Real Genius? Pretty well. Do you remember Real Genius pretty well?
Pretty Woman? I'm going to look up Real Genius because I feel like that's a movie.
Val Kilmer.
Real Genius.
It's like a bunch of kids. They're at a real smart college.
Was that
the
original title?
They're one of those smart college. Yeah, it was the original title. Smart College. it's got William Atherton in it. No, Walter Gregory Peck. What's that guy's name from Ghostbusters?
You're making up names.
Peck? William Atherton. Yeah, it's got William Atherton. Mm-hmm. Val Kilmer.
You like short-haired lady?
Do you remember the guy who played... Oh, yeah. Do you remember the guy who played Uncle Rico in...
Yes. He is in this movie.
Napoleon Dynamite?
He had
yeah.
long hair.
Yeah.
Or so, different hair. That's more accurate, I think.
Yeah, can I get the different hair cut today?
You see how it's like this?
I'm here to get something different. What if you went to get a haircut and that's all you said?
I'm like this now. I've been like this for a while.
I'm looking for something different.
I'll bet you anything if you had Zoya on the show right now, she'd be like, I at least hear that five times a day.
Could Zoya give me a beautiful hairstyle? I don't know what to do with my hair,
I think
Mike,
you have
and
good
that's
hair.
Why I wear hats
you,
all the time.
Dude, it doesn't...
It matters to me. I just have a problem with it.
I think you have great hair. Whenever Thanks, you get man. Your shit done, I always compliment you on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. I
you look very well-kempt.
Thanks,
you know?
Man. Thank you.
And that's the thing. It's like if you have a general aesthetic, like you're a nerdy person, mm-hmm. or you have kind of like a grungier fashion sense, if your head is well-groomed...
Then it's okay.
Then you're all good.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, like the short hair girl from Real Genius. I had a big crush on her as a kid.
Okay, so
I don't know why. I was always into like nerdy girls.
Yeah. Girds.
And she's like nerdy and she was real weird. In the movie, she's like wearing a scuba outfit for no reason at one point. She was a real bizarre, weird girl and I liked it.
So that's one.
And
a girl's got to have standards.
Obviously, Jennifer Connelly is in that list as well.
Okay, let's look her up. I know Jennifer Connelly.
You gotta.
She was in Breakfast Club, right?
No.
Jennifer Connelly was in Back to the Future, right?
No.
Jennifer Connelly was in Jurassic Park 6. Oh, I know Jennifer Connelly.
Okay.
She was in a lot of movies, none of which I just said.
None of them.
She was on Jimmy Kimmel once. Oh, she was in Requiem for a Dream.
Yes. Yeah.
But you like her from The Labyrinth, and then what did Requiem for a Dream do to your view of her?
Well...
Because that's what we like to call a jarring scene.
Well, I loved her in Labyrinth, obviously, when I was a kid. I was obsessed with that movie, and I was in love with Jennifer Connelly.
And a little bit with David Bowie, and I couldn't figure it out.
Well, I can. I could. Everyone could figure it out. It was right there.
we're going to... All right. It's just that he's so far away.
So far away. Jennifer Connelly was also in a movie where she and some other pretty boy were locked in a department store.
Was it Owen? It's called Stuck.
No, it's the one where he's stuck in a department store. No, what was that movie called? Career Opportunities? What's it called, Owen? Do you remember? Busy Work.
A Beautiful Mind.
Beautiful Day.
A Long Day.
Oh no, we're stuck here. Is what the movie is called.
Starring a store. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Let me see that IMDb's.
Hold on, I'll find it.
Let me see
the day the earth stood still.
No, we gotta go way back.
Career
baby.
Opportunities.
Career. No.
Yeah,
no.
That has to be it.
No, that's not it.
Okay, then it was The Rocketeer.
That's it. The Rocketeer is the one where they're stuck in a department store the whole movie.
I was in love with her during The Rocketeer.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. She's a bombshell.
What a terrible fucking movie that was.
No, Mike.
How do you make The Rocketeer
interesting? No.
Why is YouTube charging $3?
No, incorrect, dude. The Rocketeer is a great movie.
I'm not going to fuck with your childhood memories, man.
Dude, when was the last time you saw The Rocketeer?
When I was excited. Here's how I know it was a bad movie.
Oh,
I was excited to see it as a child, and then I saw it, and I was like, I mean.
When did you see it
last? I've never not liked anything before. I didn't like The Rocketeer.
When did you see it last?
Probably 1991. And as we all know, everything from 1991 holds up perfectly.
Okay, well, that's then why I still you listen and I, to Sade. Mike, you and I are going to watch The Rocketeer together. And it's not going to be streamed. It's not going to be recorded. It's not going to be a commentarium.
So it's just a waste of time.
No, it's just for me and you. It's a friendship building exercise.
I'd rather go to your Disney place.
Let me tell you something, Mike. The spectrum between those two events is so ridiculous, Mike.
Explain to me.
I'd rather go to Disneyland than watch The Rocketeer with you.
Yeah.
Think about that sentence for
a
second.
I think I mean it so honestly that I don't have to think about it.
Think about people that fucking love Disneyland.
Yes.
And then
I
think
have
about
one person of mine.
And think about someone who says, I would rather go to Disneyland than watch The Rocketeer. You're just saying it as far as your time is concerned. You're not saying it as in, it's such a bad movie.
Yeah. Like if I had 2 hours or 3 hours to kill, I would rather go to Disneyland than watch The Rocketeer.
So let's go to Disneyland for, let's find out how long The Rocketeer is.
Go to Disneyland once, then watch The Rocketeer twice in a row.
Here's what I'm saying right now. The Rocketeer is an hour and 48 minutes long. You and I are going to go to Disneyland for 1 hour and 48 minutes, and then we're going to leave.
We can go for like 2 hours.
No, we're going for the length of The Rocketeer because you refuse to watch The Rocketeer.
Okay,
me.
But can we meet in the middle and say the timer starts after we park?
We need to watch The Rocketeer.
I think need is a weird word to interject.
Mike, I think you and I should watch The Rocketeer. Listen, you know how much I love movies?
Tell me.
Well, go look at that shelf over there and come right back.
Go look at that dangerous
shelf. Go look
shelf.
At that dangerous shelf.
Yeah.
That's crammed over there in the corner.
Yeah.
I love movies, Mike, and Rocketeer is one of those movies I love. I love it.
That shelf is the most solid piece of furniture.
It actually is a pretty solid piece of furniture.
I would not be surprised if that shelf went through the floor and wound up in the parking garage. If there was a flood and it got a little wet in the apartment upstairs, that
I think the piano would end up in the parking garage before
that.
The only
thing that stayed up was the piano. Ooh, I almost broke something awesome.
The movie is called Career Opportunities,
starring The Rocketeer,
and it stars
that was one of the opportunities.
It stars Jennifer Connelly and Frank Whaley.
You can be a video store clerk or a rocket man with a backpack.
It also stars Dermot Mulroney.
You might remember.
It's so great that a guy's name is Dermot. God, Dermot.
What's this, nerd kid? God, Dermot. He has 47.
Oh, here comes that darn kid again. Coming to my lawn. Gow, Dermot.
Dermot. Give me some lemonade, Dermot.
I'll tell you what. I went up on that there hill, and Dermot Mulroney, I'll tell you, I found me the most beautiful sight I ever saw.
He just had a last name, but everybody hated him?
Yeah. What if there was like a presidential speech and it was like, I promise, as the president of this United States, Dermot Mulroney, I will fight for this country. Dermot!
He's sitting down with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Did you send 2 spies into the Oval Office? Look at me, Dermot. Look in my eyes.
He was born in Virginia, and his name is Dermot.
Oh, that's exactly what happened then. That kid has 47 brothers and sisters.
Also, his brother, Kieran Mulroney, is in the film. And as well as...
You expect me caring about all these kids?
I'm over here caring for Dermot. I'm over here caring for Dermot.
I'm over here caring, Dermot.
Karen Dermot!
get over here right now.
It's just two kids come running.
Karen, Dermot. Dermot, Karen, get over here right now.
The rest of you are fine.
Which one are you, which one of us are you calling?
Both, clearly, Dermot. Karen.
I'm, you're Karen me over here.
Karen, hear me?
Dermot, hear me?
Jesus Christ. Dude, this is going to be a bit everyone remembers when we went on and on when about the Mulrooney kids.
You know the old you remember dynamic banter all those years ago? No, I don't think. That time there was so much on the internet and so many podcasts, I don't really remember. Oh, they had the
there was that
one
bit.
And then they would even try to be like, you don't remember that bit, Dermot?
Oh my God, now I remember! Oh man, that show was bad! Dude, we're gonna be old one day. Older.
I give it a week and a half.
We're gonna be older.
Yeah.
One day, and they're gonna be like, they're gonna ask us like some kind of question or whatever, and we're gonna be like, well, it was the Mulrooney episode of Dynamic Banter that I recall.
You're gonna be Southern. Oh,
somehow I become Southern.
Do your other three ladies in your five.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And then I want to get into something that is perfectly related to accidentally becoming Southern.
Okay, so I used to. So there's this other woman that I grew up with, falling in love. I fell in love with growing up. You know, it's interesting to me because I share this feeling of this woman with many people, but for a very different reason. I think most people think that this woman is attractive and are attracted to her because of a famous scene. Oh, throat goblin. Because of a famous scene in a movie where she is topless. And I actually was completely unaware of that movie. For years and years and years.
Yeah.
And the woman I speak of is Phoebe Cates.
Okay. I have to look up all these people.
And the reason why I got a crush on her is because of the film Gremlins.
Phoebe Cates, topless. I'm looking up.
I mean, you're going to, if you type in Phoebe Cates, you don't even have to type in topless.
It doesn't sound like.
It'll be like one of the first things that pops up because that's like the thing she's known for, what unfortunately.
How do you spell Phoebe?
P-H. P-H-O-E-B-E.
Is that a K? K-A-Y? Cats?
Cates. C-A-T-E-S,
it
I believe.
It says here cats the way I'm pronouncing.
Oops,
it.
I'm getting 900 texts.
Is this fucking Curly Sue? Was she in Curly Sue?
No, she wasn't in Curly Sue.
Fast Times, Gremlins?
Yeah, she was in Fast Times and she's the woman that comes out of the pool with her
top
off.
Oh, Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen Fast Times, so I don't know what this woman's
really?
Naked body looks
like. So there you go. But it's this famous scene where the Cars song is playing.
Oh, and then that scene is like a trope now because of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, great.
Moving in stereo. And because I guess like, I forgot what character sees her coming out of the pool and he gets like a boner while he's looking at her.
Interesting. This woman doesn't look unlike a young version of my mom. So I don't know that I'd be able to go back and watch that movie.
Can I meet your mom?
Because I can't separate movies from real.
Yeah, I get it. Phoebe Cates, big crush.
There's one called Private School in 1983 that looks like a sex movie.
Haven't seen it.
Well,
but you know who's married to Phoebe Cates?
It's rated about the same as The Rocketeer. As it stands.
I don't need you to mention The Rocketeer ever again until we
watch
it.
I'm telling you right now, this is the last thing. You have my word that this is the last thing I'll say about The Rocketeer.
No, because we're going to watch it together.
Nope, this is the last thing.
Mike, no,
Private
we're watching.
Private School from 1983. It's a teen romance film, about an hour 37. Rated roughly the same.
Get out of here, man. Get out of here, Mike.
All I'm saying is that movie's
hold on,
as
before
good.
You move on. We'll finish that thought later.
Small studio.
I want to add another woman to my list.
Is this four or five?
I don't remember, and I think I'm done.
Are you mad at me?
No, I think I forgot. I actually just forgot who the rest of them are. But I grew up with a big crush on those girls.
Uh-huh.
One of them is the one of the Chipettes, the female chipmunks from the cartoon animated series.
I feel like I should say something, but I'm not, because I get it.
Yeah.
Because she's a cartoon, but when you're small,
you're like, you don't understand.
No. How confusing is
that? It's very confusing.
Dude, Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, Jessica Rabbit is like meant to be a titillating
right.
woman.
But also any Bugs Bunny in a dress.
I know, that's the thing. Like even like Lola Bunny in like Space Jam.
Oh God. Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
You're
I
like,
still
what?
Have the same sexual urges towards Lola Bunny as a grown man.
Yeah. It's strange.
I don't know if that's good.
I mean,
well, aren't all the Looney Tunes 175 years old?
It's purely psychological, I think, at this point.
They just draw things that they know are attractive
that
to
they
men.
Know will like, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's another one I wanted to say, but now I forgot about it.
Cartoon or a real person?
Yeah, it was a cartoon. Oh, well, we'll move on.
Was it the wolf from that Paul Abdul video?
From the Opposites Attract.
We get together. Can I give you some of mine that I remember off the top of my
sure,
head?
Sure, please. I was hoping you would.
Here's my five. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in.
That's that.
Okay. Well, if we're going into the 90s, then I'm going to have to throw in Alyssa Milano.
Is this just supposed to be 80s?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought we were going back as young as we can remember.
Sensational Sherry.
What's that?
Who was at one point a valet / manager for Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, Randy Macho Man Savage.
Okay.
She was with the Million Dollar Man for a long time. She was out of her mind. She's sexy as hell.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I'm trying to think of the first people I thought were sexy. Any of the troll figures that didn't come with clothes?
Yeah.
The troll that was dressed like a scuba guy?
Yeah. The Ninja Turtle that had, where the pecs were a little bit too much like breasts?
April O'Neil.
April O'Neil never did it for me.
The action figure.
The action figure did. Not the cartoon.
Crying was a good one.
I just love how bulky her yellow jumpsuit was in the toy form. And how she definitely had a muscular body that was a man's toy.
Man's legs.
That they, she had a man's legs.
And arms.
And arms because they didn't want to pay for
it. But there were boobs on it.
Yeah.
April O'Neil had two female parts. Torso
the
and head.
Head. Well, I think even the head was like a He-Man head. They just colored the hair in different colors.
Red-headed He-Man.
They just colored the hair different.
Right now, there's like a guy who works for Hasbro going, "Fah, shit! Close it down!
Dermot!
Dermot!
Down!
Ah, Joan Cusack!
You're kidding me! Joan Cusack. Oh, I wanted, speaking of Joan Cusack.
Fucking shit.
Can we talk about, Ali Sheedy's in my list, too.
Whoever the girl was.
But only Ali Sheedy.
From 50 commercial.
Really, dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ali Sheedy.
You're really just going into the 90s. I wish you could go even earlier. But you're a little younger than me.
A little bit. I think I just had more conscious memories in the 90s.
Okay.
Because I was 84.
Yeah.
So I remember, like, first couple of WrestleManias just barely.
Okay.
And the Mets being good.
Do you remember Ali Sheedy from The Breakfast Club? I was more into Ali Sheedy than I was.
Was that the goth one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was into her way more than Molly Ringwald.
I wanted to fuck Judd.
Oh, yeah. Nielsen. Everybody did.
Nielsen.
Everybody did.
I remember being
dude,
whatever age that I saw that movie at the first time, and I remember wanting to be that guy.
Yeah, man. Everybody did, I think.
Why'd you want to be? Because the shitty guy who was a bad student
gets the girl.
Disrespectful boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got gets
a free diamond.
Yeah. He gets everything.
Diamond.
A free diamond.
A family diamond.
A family diamond.
And then he got the girl.
And
who I didn't find attractive, really.
Molly Ringwald is a pretty girl, and
I'm not
she's
saying
very
that she's
amazing.
Not pretty. I'm saying you could be beautiful and have me personally not find you attractive.
Exactly, that's true.
Yeah.
Like Larry Bird.
Are you saying that he has the same taste or that he's not attractive? looked at their phone to see if the fuck it's still going.
How many people tuned out? Like, and then for like for a bit, like through the for the last like 2 minutes, they tuned out because they're working on homework or whatever. And then the silence was so jarring to them. Like, oh, what?
Hey, did my phone run out? I thought I just charged my. Oh, there just, it is. They're just being did I get a bad podcast.
Is someone trying to call? Is it because sometimes when they call, it'll pause the.
Do I have to take a right soon?
Podcast, Dermot. Dude, Judd Nelson, huh? Mamma Mia, that dude knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I thought he was cool until he showed up in a sitcom and he had a soul patch.
Yeah.
And also, he was the douche in Airheads. Remember?
Yeah, yeah, the douchey like record executive.
Wipes
yeah.
his ass with his record contract.
Dude, I like that movie.
Yeah, I watched that movie 1,000 times.
Yeah.
That was one of those things, there were certain... I don't know if it was just me and my viewing habits, but I feel like there were two or three movies that were just on HBO.
Can I guess another one that you...
This is going to be great.
Can I guess?
So Airheads is one.
Okay. Is Biodome the other one?
It was, but admittedly, I would never watch that.
Really? I loved Biodome.
I loved Pauly Shore.
Dude, Biodome was my favorite Pauly Shore movie.
Son-in-Law was my favorite.
I never saw it.
I fucking love Son-in-Law.
Biodome did... with William Atherton?
Yeah, Biodome had William Atherton in it.
Did it?
Yes. Well, who's also in?
Rocketeer. Callback chime. And dude, when I did the, or when Wrestling Fred did the thing with Pauly Shore, that's all I kept referencing was Son-in-Law. And I kept saying, I loved Rachel Lee Cook in Son-in-Law and she was not in the movie. It's just a woman who looked
He react to that?
I think he thought it was funny, but I really can't tell.
Okay.
And then he punched me in the neck 3 times. Go watch that video. It's on the Rocks channel. None of you watched it the first time.
Okay. So Airheads.
Something about an
nice
algorithm.
Plug. Good plug. Put it up on the screen too.
In all honesty, if that video gets 1,000 or gets like 1,000,000 views tomorrow, it does nothing. Like nothing changes in my
It'll
life.
It'll make you happy.
I just want people to see it because it's ridiculous. There's somebody that I watch. Think about the time in our life that we're talking about right now.
Okay, like I'm thinking about it.
Where it's like all fond memories. We're all just like little kids. Think about how important Pauly Shore was at that point in your life. He was on MTV all the time.
Yeah.
He was doing like MTV Spring Break.
He was the weasel.
He was the wheeze, man. He's having sex with all the girls.
Everyone.
That you wanted to.
Trinity.
Trinity. All the rest
Kennedy.
Of them.
Kennedy.
Trinity.
Lisa Loeb.
She was less interesting than Kennedy, but there were 3 of her.
There were.
And then that dude, fast forward 25, 30 years, and that dude's punching you in the neck and the back of a.
That's a little weird. Yeah, it's weird, man.
It's funny.
It's weird.
Yeah. Can I talk to you?
Life is weird. I want to say just one last thing, please.
About life?
I want to talk about toys.
Okay. The movie?
Yeah.
Okay. LL Cool J was in that. He licks his lips constantly.
He does lick his lips a lot in the movie.
That's what the LL stands
for. I like licking lips. Cool licking James. Lips Cool James.
They lick their lips.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
I don't think he's like psycho. I think he's too sexual. He's always sexual.
Well, he's a wild thing. Yeah. No, that's Tone Loc.
Wild.
I watched Blank Check. Let's talk about toys. So, just really quick, can we do a commentarium for toys at some point?
I would watch toys 6 times before I watched The Rocketeer once.
Oh, you can't do this to me. You're just breaking my heart every time.
Dude, I can't like every movie that you love.
No, it's true, but The Rocketeer, like, is actually pretty good.
Okay. As good as, say... Hold on. Private School?
Starring Phoebe Cates?
Starring...
Phoebe Cates.
Young Phoebe Cates.
I haven't seen that one, Mike. I don't know.
All right, great. That and I thought E.T. was a little long. Aside from that,
you thought E.T. was long?
A little long. Last time I saw it as a grown up, I was like, oh, long movie. Longer than I remember it being.
Well, you want it to go on and on.
It was, dude, when he's like in the bed, when he's, when they're looking at each other and all ill. The doctors are around.
Yeah, it's real
that's
sad.
That's bad.
Yeah,
it's that's sad. A bad. That's bad.
It's scary.
Makes me scared. Makes
all those
me
scenes
sad.
Are scary, man. When you see a white turd E.T. in the river.
Yeah.
Dog turd, white dog turd E.T. It's scary.
White floaty. Wet,
white dry crumbly E.T. turd.
But still wet, but still dry somehow.
Super dry, but internally wet E.T.
Or the one thing we know about aliens, this is the news the next day.
Turns out...
luck would have it, internally wet. And that's what we know.
There's we have a quote here from a scientist working on the unidentified, well, I guess there's no other word for it, extraterrestrial that they found. And this scientist has a quote on what their findings have been so far. Well, it... what I can say as a scientist is it appears that there is moisture inside the monster. I'm sorry, the animal.
So a couple notes from scientist Dr. Phoebe Katz. says here in the field notes, finger lights up and also wet inside.
Turns out you make a one little cut and there's definitely wet in there.
Like, is there more of them? What planet did it come from? A little wet if you cut it open.
We're in the we're actually in the process of determining whether it has lungs, a central nervous system, potentially a reproductive system, how intelligent the being is. But what we do know for sure, you give her a little cut, she got blood, wetness in there.
And how did you go about naming this creature? Well, we looked around. We were like, man, I remember we were in a room with the creature, and my first thought was, there are certainly a lot of terrestrials in this room.
There are a lot of terrestrials.
And then one more showed up.
That's an... You know, to put it in simpler terms, if we arrived with a dinner party of, say, five... to a table of six, or I'm sorry, let's say we arrive with six to a table of five. That's five terrestrials. Are there five seats for five terrestrials? But if there were six terrestrials, we would need one more seat for an extraterrestrial.
A little kid comes up to the doctor and tugs on his lab coat. Can you please explain aliens to me? Okay, so you're going out to dinner.
This is the best analogy for what an alien is.
Okay, so sit down. The kid's like sitting on his knee or something. Can I talk to you? All right,
let's talk about it. Go
something
ahead.
That yes. I just learned was a favorite thing of mine as recently as this morning.
Talk to me, sweetheart. That's
if you could picture. I would say the words that feel right to say would be like hardened Southern man, right? Like a cowboy, like a roughneck, not a redneck, but a roughneck.
Interesting.
Like man's man cowboy.
Dude, Owen and I were talking about this.
Really?
Yeah, we were talking about the guy that just passed away from all the Quentin Tarantino movies.
Sherry Lewis.
Hang on. I'm going to fucking hate.
Phoebe Cates.
I'm going to hate the news here. Oh, Michael Parks.
Okay.
Who's also from Twin Peaks and stuff, but he was like a grizzled.
Yeah.
Southern man.
Yeah, yeah. Picture that guy.
Yeah, okay.
Fondly.
Rest in peace, Michael Parks.
R.I.P. Picture that person or a person like that talking about how they think they're getting a cold. They're not really used to. They never get cold. Because
they're a hardened man.
Maybe he cut half of his fucking finger off yesterday in a.
Like he grabs barbed wire with his bare hands. Because
he needs to put
it
up. That's how you carry barbed wire with your bare hands when you're a hardened man.
He like wraps it around his shoulder like rope.
Yeah.
And it's like cutting through his like denim shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's fucking barbed wire.
He's like, how is he going
to
carry it?
And then he comes into the house and he talks to his wife or his daughter. And he's like, I'm not one to complain about. I don't think much of myself. But I gotta tell you, I woke up this morning. My nose is a bit runny. My eyes a bit cloudy, a bit overcast in my eyes. My throat's a little scratchy.
I just feel like that guy.
And when I coughed, my throat's a little bit
okay,
scratchy.
Can I switch this around a little bit? The way that this bit works is it's like a hardened, rough, like fucking 7 layers of skin. His entire body is calloused.
Yeah. He's a like, callous with a mustache.
He's just a callous with a mustache and a 10-gallon hat on. He just comes into the doctor's office. That's the scene.
Like the city.
Yeah, the city doctor. And he's got his spurs on and everything.
Yeah.
And he has a seat. Doctor comes in. Hi there. Says your name here is Mr. Manchester?
That's right.
Douglas Manchester.
Colonial Douglas Manchester.
Wow. Mamma mia. That's a name, huh?
Are you Italian?
No. I'm sorry. It's just a... Okay,
like
so
play.
Sir, so what? Why are you visiting today?
As I told my woman, my throat's a bit scratchy, my eyes overcast like the sky before a good storm.
Before I stop you, I'm sorry. Let me stop you. Your finger, is off.
That's off. Oh, that finger is off.
I'm gonna apply pressure to that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Gushing wound there.
Yeah, just as hard as you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, it looks like... Now, is that a bone sticking out of your leg, sir?
Well, yeah, it's my bad leg. Everybody have a bad leg.
It also looks like maybe you've got a bullet embedded in your cheek.
Oh, I'll never forget that day.
Now, we're going to want to remove that. You okay with that?
I guess you can if you want, if you got time.
But he's got the sniffles.
I'm just saying, I woke up this morning, usually I clear my throat with my woman, I say,
Right?
And that's how I wake up, and it's like that.
Usually what I'll do is I sit at the table, I eat my 22 pancake, a hot stack.
And I'll clear my throat like this. Right?
It's a normal way to clear a throat.
This morning I was like, Whoa!
Oh.
And a little bit came up.
What came up, sir?
A little slime.
A little muck. Some muck. Yeah.
It's like I had a lung mud.
It's like I hit the vein of a cougar.
You know when you're deep in the caves and there's a stalactite dust. It was like, you know when your horse is early, it's a 3 a.m. horse. The horse been out all night in the driving.
I'm
the
sorry,
rain.
I don't understand these expressions, sir. I don't understand these.
Could you just look at this chart and tell me if your pain is at a 1 or at a 10?
Do you see these smiley faces up here?
Yeah, I thought those was sunsets.
No, those aren't sunsets,
well,
sir.
They're getting red like the sun.
Now this one's a happy, very happy sunset.
That's how I feel.
Well, we're just gonna
morning.
Say a sunset. This is a very happy face.
That's how the grass makes me feel.
And then all the way over here at the end, the 10 there. Now that's a very unhappy.
That looks like what happens when I talk to banking folk.
Okay, so now you see in between there's like a very, it goes from happy, not so happy,
sure,
complacent, it's sad, yeah, very sad.
I think I get it, like you're saying, like this. I need to look at this here chart and tell you if I'm like I am when I see grass or when I'm talking to the banking man.
That's right. Do you feel like you,
say
sir,
I'm about
right
a 7.
Now? I'd say I'm about when I look out on my beautiful property and I see about 3 rain cloud coming my way.
I gotta tell you,
that's about a 7.
I think I know where you're going with all this, and I think my throat feels like when my nephew break a window. I think my nose and eyes feel like when my nephew forget to do chores.
It was close. I was almost there. It was almost like when I have to tell my son twice it's dinner time.
Here I am, ringing the bell, ring-a-ding-dong.
Usually by bell 3, that boy's a hollering. But at this point...
He's mixed up with the old Williams girl down the street. talking to her with that close talk where they touch her mouth. And a baby come out.
Like when you plant a brand new hayseed in the ground and then come summer, it's a beautiful haystack.
You know when you get... You know when you get real sweet on a woman, you do a close talk and baby come out? If the Lord will it.
You know how when you see one of them beautiful creatures and you feel like they can father one of your youngins? Did it pop out one of your young?
That baby come out.
You didn't make it my kindred.
What a weird way to ask someone to dance.
Would you make my kindred? Excuse me, ma'am. I couldn't help but notice you in that lovely dress from off on that way. Would you like to make kin with me?
Yeah. It's very much, there's one shallow compliment about something very apparent. Like, I was over here, couldn't help but notice them as the shiniest shoes I ever did see. How would you like to make baby come out?
Excuse me, ma'am. I couldn't help but notice those, lock of hair,
the baby blues, and shiny shoes.
I couldn't help but notice that beautiful bow in your hair. It caught my eye while I was having me a drink. I'd like to know, would you like to live on my property?
Would you like to live with me on my property?
If you get a man coming up to you or a significant lover, potential love or mate, and the first thing they say to you is a compliment and then followed swiftly by, would you like to live on my property? Something tells me that person is not an emotional person.
You're not going to hold hands with that person often.
No.
You're not going to like get bored and go for froyo with that person.
You're not going to find out what's wrong when that person doesn't seem okay.
No. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to do work a lot. And then when you're done with the work, at night after preparing dinner, that person's going to look at you from across the table and said, you know, you're a good woman. And that's what you're going to get.
You keep this house good.
He might respect you 100%. You're not going to get real. You're never going to have a threesome with that person.
No, ever. No. You're not going to go to you're not going to see a Broadway show with that person.
You know, tomorrow, this is while they're eating. Good day today.
That's good to hear.
Nice out.
Yeah.
McKinnon boy came by, shoveled the back, snow off the back deck.
That's nice.
You know, I think I'd like to see what Spamalot's all about. You know, I heard nothing but good things about Wicked. What was her reaction? Like, what the fuck? What are you saying?
I was out fixing the tractor today. Yeah, blue gasket, so I had to, get some tubing and tie it up real tight.
Well, that's good.
You see that damn Thompson's dog come in the yard again?
Yeah, I fed him and then I shoot him away.
Yeah. Mm. Hope that dog being fed proper over there.
It's a good dog. Gets a little wily sometimes.
Heard Hamilton's good.
Like the most current popular thing. Yeah.
Heard Hamilton's
good. I got one.
Heard Tell Hamilton.
Imagine this. Don't laugh at this. Okay, don't laugh at it. All right. Good day. Long day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tomorrow I think we could start making room for a new new pig pen.
Oh, good.
Went into town, picked up some fencing. Good looking fence.
That's nice.
I had this one tweet today that went on. I had this one funny tweet. know I had this one tweet that went up.
Got retweeted about 7 times.
Tell me this. Any good?
Be nice if you retweeted that tweet I put out earlier today. Good steak.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Where are we at right now?
What else I got there? We're at about 45.
Okay,
so
great.
We're
Can I tell you a
fun
thing?
You know where we're at?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you where we're at.
Are we at a certain physical place? I mean, I was listening to this podcast the other day, and... Oh.
Guys, it's about this time when I'd like to talk to you guys a little bit about our sponsor. And that sponsor today is Harry's Razors.
Well, all
right. Guys, I don't shave much, but where I do need to shave, it needs to count. It needs to matter. It needs to look good.
You're talking about cheek and chin.
Talking about cheek and chin. You know, I'm an on-camera personality. I've been on Smosh TV games. I've been on the RhettLynx channel.com. And whenever I make an appearance on a television show like Rhett and Link... Whenever I make an appearance, I need to look good, and I'll tell you what I reach for when I need to shave up my face. Harry's Razors.
By the end of that note, I think it went with the song perfectly. Yeah. Having second thoughts.
I gotta tell you guys something. I don't think I've ever had a closer shave. I don't think I've ever had a closer shave.
I believe you didn't have to say it twice. You hit 8 notes with one mallet.
It was smooth. It was comfortable. It glided down my chin.
Gliding down my chin. Smooth and close.
For decades, one razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So guess what?
But you know who they are.
Oh, we know. You know. You're thinking about them right now.
Go ahead and think.
That's called brand recognition.
Complaining about the fan when noises like that.
So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who are fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Now Harry's knew that there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory.
Yeah, nice.
Now, by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price.
That's insane. I remember going into the stores, going into pharmacies, paying too much for razors all the time. Because that was the only choice. You had one choice, to pay too much for razors or to leave the store. I suppose that's two choices.
Now check this out, guys. This is just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you're going to pay at the drugstore. And I'll tell you what. I don't like going to the drugstore, and I'm just going to say it. Hot take.
No one's saying that now.
Now, what do you get with Harry's? Well, I'll tell you. They include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, like weighted ergonomic handles, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover.
Ooh, you can go anywhere with it. That's safe to go.
Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their their shaves.
Stop trying to make it go with the song. It doesn't go with the song.
Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free!
This is my last day on the podcast. I'm about to group nut myself on this podcast.
You heard that right, guys. Don't make me say it again.
Please.
Just cover shipping when you sign up! Plus, as a special offer to fans of the show, you go to harrys.com right now and enter the code BANTER at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free.
Ooh, that make you feel real nice.
That's harrys.com, code BANTER. All right?
Go ahead and shave your stuff into a mustache. Talk like a cowboy for the rest of your life. Good advertisement.
Thanks, Mike.
I think it's almost that time. It sounds like the trolley from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is broken down and begging for help.
This is a new arrangement I like to call Storm Shallow.
Storm Shallow, you said?
Storm Shallow.
Is the whispering part of it?
Storm Shallow.
I'm not saying it's not good. I am saying I don't get it. You know?
Well, it's art, Mike.
Yeah. No argument there.
All right. You got any other notes in there?
I do, but now I'm wondering if we should save them.
We have a little time. Go ahead.
I'll run by a quick story.
So I'd love it.
That was the middle of the show. Does anyone listen after that's the middle of the show? I went through I would love to hear your input on this situation.
Okay.
I was in this
morning.
I got a call at maybe a little after 8 o'clock in the morning. Most people.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not up. You know, most of our friends in our line of work, not up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm broken, so I'm up at 5, so I'm fine. But still, that's an important part of the story. I got a call. I'm not going to say the name of the person who made this call happen, or the name of the group, that it was basically a character. Somebody put my name and number down as a reference.
Okay.
A character reference.
Okay.
Because they want to join a club.
Wow, and this is so strange.
Well, it's like Jobs do this.
Okay.
Right? But this is a fucking club.
A club.
That already thinks too much of itself because they're treating the interview process like a job.
Right.
So already, bad club.
So they're like, you refer, someone referred to you.
Yeah.
For entry into this club.
Mike would be a good character reference. They'll call Mike.
To find out if this guy is a good candidate for our club.
So it's important to point out that that person who wants this from me made a group of strangers call me on my cell phone at 8 o'clock in the morning. So maybe you
don't
get...
And I
don't
think... I genuinely don't think the Burger King Kids Club is worth that.
And I didn't know they did calls.
I didn't know that it was still around.
I didn't know that they made the Fry Guys do the calls. The Burger King Kids Club. Yeah, good reference. Fry Guys had nothing to do. Maybe they left.
McDonald's.
Maybe they left McDonald's.
Maybe they left McDonald's. For Burger King. Yeah, maybe now.
I just thought it was hilarious that you're so sure that I'll give you a shining endorsement that you make a stranger call my cell phone at 8 o'clock in the morning. And the first thing out of my mouth is going to be like, yeah, they're great. Put them in your...
Whatever.
Put them in your... How long do you want to talk about how great this person is? Until like 9 a.m.? Do you want to talk for an hour until 9 a.m.?
The worst part about it is it's like 8 a.m. might be when that guy is making his first call of the day. Like he's been at the office there since 7.
All these people are on the East Coast.
Oh, really?
This is why none of this means anything to me. Because there is such an oversight there.
Yeah.
That you want this person to give you a shining recommendation and you're not even going to account for the time difference.
I bet that there was like a discussion amongst peers. Hey, John, I'm about to call this guy here for a referral. It's 11 here. This guy lives in L.A.
I think that's like
8 a.m., I think. You think that's a good time to call someone to ask about a referral? Oh, yeah. In L.A., there are movers and shakers.
Is it just the they're all up by 5.
Well, they're up by 5 a.m.
I've seen this guy's videos. He's up by 5.
It's a real rat race out there in Los Angeles.
Dude, I just thought that was the weirdest. And I
yeah, it's
it
pretty
was
fucked
the weirdest
up.
Phone call of my entire life. They were like, we want to see if this person's a good person. What do you have to say about him?
Is it as
and
weird?
I said, just like this. You could even... Knowing what you know and having common sense, you could even definitely be the other side of this conversation if you'd like. And I don't mean to bore you with it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just, you know, it's early to do a podcast.
It's about 9. They called me up and they were like, do you have anything good to say about Aaron? I was like, yeah, I've known him for a long time. Okay, what do you, can you tell us anything about him as a person, his personality, what type of man he is?
Yeah, tell us what kind of person he is.
He's a good guy.
Okay. Can you tell us any additional information about his character? Is he
just
an empathetic?
Known him for a long time. And then he said, how long have you known him? Since we were kids. And then he goes, okay, Mike, won't take up any more of your time. And I was like, do you have all the information exactly the way you
Man,
want it?
Man, this is such... I think it's bullshit.
What?
That.
What?
Like that there's a club that has that type of...
They need that to be official is the weirdest part.
But that's what I'm saying. Like someone was like, let's set up this club.
Yeah.
And then you know what we can do?
Yeah.
Let's do like a referral service.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it'll make us like even more prestigious.
Prestigious. It'll make it seem like let's call up somebody who has nothing to do with the club on the other side of the country at 8 a.m.
Just so that they know the club is a real thing.
Yeah. 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 And then let's get on the phone and tell them the name of the club.
We'll make it real official. We'll put them on hold for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
We have nice fancy music ready to go in the hold music.
I think if we wake somebody up on the East Coast and they don't know who exactly woke them up, I think it's a real missed opportunity. So let's make sure the name of the club, the parent.
History.
Just make sure that the...
History.
And that the club would...
I can't believe that happened to you this morning.
I'm still digesting it. And then I texted my friend and called my friend. And I said, what the fuck are you doing?
Did you really?
Absolutely. absolutely.
And what did your friend say?
And then I said, you don't. He said,
I
the
love
group,
that you
the
did
group
that
does.
Right away.
Well, here's the thing. If you, as a grown man, any of my friends, grown men or women, want to join a club as an adult, I will probably make fun of you a little bit, but also I'll support it 1,000% because you're an adult. You do whatever the fuck you want to do. Right?
So when you wouldn't make fun of me for being in the Lego Builders Club.
No, because that's a fucking awesome club that would never call somebody at 8 o'clock in the morning. When you're in a club to do X, Y, and Z, to try to become a better person, and the first thing they do is call a stranger at 8 o'clock in the morning, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? And my friend said, and I could say this because he doesn't listen to this shit, I went and I told him all to his face all over the phone. And I was like, why do you want to join this club? And he goes, well, they do a lot of good for the community and stuff like that. And I was like, do they wake everybody up? No, I said, they do
an alarm clock service for the whole town.
They do it. They wake up the paper boys. That's how early they call people on the East Coast. And I said, why do you want to do this? They do a lot of good things for the community. And I'm like, first of all, I've never known you to have any interest in the community, and you're going to start now as like a older man. Great if that's actually the reason why you're doing it. But if you're just like, be a better, be a more considerate person before you join a club filled with inconsiderate people. You know what I'm saying? And I told him all this, and it was kind of like a point of contention. But then I was like, dude, I'm your best friend. Here's what I was saying before. I didn't finish my thought, and I apologize.
Okay.
You want to join a club. Owen wants to join a club. I'll make fun of you for 5 seconds, but whatever. I don't care. I'm happy that you're happy.
Sure.
If you involve me, if you say, call my friend in the morning, you better believe I'm going to tell you everything I think about this club, your desire to join the club. I'm never going to hold anything
back.
Yeah,
now you're in the club.
When you involve me, I'm basically in the club.
You're in the club.
If you want to involve me at 8 a.m., I will tell you all of my thoughts about you joining a club. As a
So that's how, right. He's kicked the hornet's nest.
Oh yeah. He fucked the hornet's nest in the face.
He put his penis inside the hornet's nest.
He bought the hornet's nest a cell phone and then he called him early.
He put a flaming dog turd on the hornet's nest's little doorstep there and rang the bell and ran off.
Rang the small bell.
The tiny bell.
Probably pushed in the wall when he rang the bell.
Which angered them right away. But then when they saw the turds, then they were like, whoops.
And then these hornets see turds, and it's over. Fucking shit.
History.
This is about my friendship to this person.
History.
Welcome to history.
Welcome to Mike's friendship with his friend is history.
Welcome to why I don't call it Christmas anymore, starring Mike Falzone and Steve Zaragoza.
Here we go. I'm going to pull up a little.
Welcome back to Oops, Forgot to Send an Anniversary Gift, But Here's Why, starring Mike Falzone. Welcome to About 3 Less Trips Home Per Year, starring
All right.
Oh, boy.
This history road comes to us from Philip Brown.
Love this guy.
And the subject line is the spirit of a girl. I'm sorry that happened to you, Mike. How ya? My name is Philip Brown. I'm 21 from Ireland. Ye ever been? Is what he said.
I would love to go to Ireland.
I'm a huge fan. Same. I would love to as well.
By the way, we have a live show coming up in Ireland next week.
Because we want to.
Be there.
Because we wish we could have one. Fun fact. Steve, you said my name before. I'm sorry, Steve, you have said my name before in a SourceFed Truth and Dare episode. I was the one who asked for you guys to draw each other, which led to Pants Down Steve, but you already knew that, didn't you? Anyway, my history road is a true story, which I blame you guys for. It's kind of unbelievable. Wow, I remember the Pants Down Steve. That's an old bit.
I'm a little weary because it sounds like he's being very accusatory off the bat.
He is being accusatory right off the bat.
And I don't know how I feel about this already.
It says cue the piano music, please.
Okay. Do you think they could tell?
Does this sound like piano music to you?
We shouldn't have found this one.
Hang on, should I find something that sounds a little bit more like piano music? The weather was moody on this blustery, brisk Monday morning. As per usual in the city of Dublin, I've grown accustomed to the gloom, so I was in a spunky mood as I waltzed to work while listening to a banterific podcast called Dynamic Banter. I downloaded random episodes to listen to and was listening to my very first one. However, this joy would soon turn to despair as tragedy was afoot.
Good call.
I had fallen ill the week previous and still had the remainder of a commoner's cold. My left nostril was running like a damn faucet all day.
I gotta tell you, my throat was a bit itchy and scratchy.
I had been sniffing all day to keep such fluids from dripping everywhere.
My eyes were overcast like the sky right before a winter's day.
And anywhere. My lungs sounded like the coming thunder rumbling on the horizon.
And out of my stomach came the feeling I get when you overflow the... Flow the baby's bath. You can only equate them to
I don't know if I trust that guy around kids. Can't overflow a baby's bath. The tediousness of this task led to frustration and a very violent sniff, which dislodged what can only be described as a phlegm clump from my nose and into my mouth.
There's that slime back up again. Telling you about, it's like when the tractor runs out of Earl and you gotta scrape the remnants of Earl off the Earl plate.
Wasn't Phlegm Clump the mayor of Kentucky? Phlegm Clump.
He was the Eddie Murphy character that got cut out of
the Nutty Professor. As the phlegm developed in my mouth, I wished to spit it as far away from me as possible. I cautiously checked my surroundings as I wished not to be judged.
Man, I spit that phlegm out about 60 or 70 dogs. That's the measurement. I spit that shit a whole cornfield.
Did you say 60 dogs?
60 or 70 dogs.
That was a 60 dog length spit?
Up deep down into my air sacs and let that thing fly about 70 dog.
There was a police car behind me as I waited. I'm sorry, I waited as I thought. Spitting in a public place was a crime. I'm actually still not sure if it is. As the police car turned the corner, I expelled the snotty spit from my mouth onto... Another reminder, this is a true story. The action would be best described as cracking an egg into a sizzling pan. From listening to Steve doing a fucking 42 honk salute, I never heard it come from behind me, and accidentally spat on the area of least hair on a small dwarf woman's scalp.
No, that's not, there's no way.
She was not happy, had the knees of a toddler with rickets, and had a bad spirit. She looked at me in disgust. She looked like a Wallace and Gromit character. I didn't know what to do. Let me remind you, this was the first midget I've ever seen. So I was experiencing various emotions.
And I had no choice but to lie about it in a history road and send it to my favorite podcast.
I randomly questioned her on why wasn't she wearing her hat, as if I had known her previously to always wear a hat. her eye level was right at my peen, so she had to look directly up. Looking down at her, I felt like a god, I'm not gonna lie. The lady yelled at me furiously, her, and gave me a leal middle finger. I cannot remember what she said because all I was thinking about is how perfectly she would be cast as Grumpy in an all-female remake of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves movie. I said sorry to Grumpy and ran away. I think she tried to chase me down, but her leal legs couldn't keep up. I couldn't believe this really happened to me. The next morning I was walking to work, still a bit sleepy-eyed when a crow shit on my head. I thought, karma's a bitch, right?
Man, I'm so tired of lying.
Until the crow flew into the fence in front of me and looked at me in my sleepy boy eyes. I read the crow's wet lips as it stated, "Why aren't you wearing your hat?" And slowly gave me a big little middle finger. It flew away laughing. Who's the midget now, huh?
I went to
turn on another episode of your podcast to forget the ordeal when I looked at the random episode numbers I had downloaded. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The numbers are bad. This was actually an untrue story. Thank you for listening. I will write in again if you ask nicely. In all seriousness, I actually did accidentally walk into an old woman because I was listening to Steve do a fucking 42 honk salute. I'm sorry about your horn, but fuck that horn. I don't love you guys because that's a word thrown around a lot. But I thoroughly enjoy your content. Some of the funniest stuff out there. Seriously, keep it up. You have inspired me to start my own podcast, which really I should have done one so I could plug on the end of this email. Shit. Well, thanks for that history road, man.
Couple quick things.
Go ahead, Mike.
I mean, you can't. Here's the one rule to telling a fake story: it can't include the sentence "This definitely happened" several times. And also, the truth is way funnier than your story. The truth wasn't offensive or anything.
Yeah.
You bumped into here's something that happened in real life. You bumped in with your body, slammed into an old woman because you were listening to a man honk a horn 42 times on a podcast is way funnier than making a story up about a lily person, is what they like to be called.
They do like to be called that.
And they don't like to be called anything else that you said.
Other than a little person.
So don't call them any of the other words things that you said. Or if you do, don't tell us that you're doing it. Please. Forever. Also, don't spit on people and don't lie.
Well, guys, thank you for listening to this episode of Dynamic Banter. Mike, I'm sorry that you were called at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure you're a sleepy boy now. And, guys, you going to be all right, Mike?
I'm going to be okay. I didn't lie at all during that story.
At least you didn't lie. I'll give you that. All right. Well, guys, thank you for listening to Dynamic Banter. If you want to submit your history roads, you can do so with the email address dynamicbanter@gmail.com.
Hope that all of you have a wonderful day. Thank you to Harry's for sponsoring this show. Thank you guys for watching the videos that we've been putting up.
That's right. On Mike's channel, youtube.com/MikeFalzone, you can see some Dynamic Banter bits and highlights.
Exciting stuff in the future. And we're actually having a meeting right now to talk about cool shit that we can make for you guys.
That's right. We're having our first ever official meeting where we're just going to talk about, you know, we're talking about it right now. Here's our meeting.
What do you think we should do?
All right, first order of business, Mike. I think we should do something about that damn horn.
It's causing horrible situations.
It is. People are angry about it. All right, well, thank you guys for listening, and we appreciate you. And don't forget to check out our Dynamic Banter Instagram account where we post all sorts of your guys' photos. We've been reposting stuff.
Yeah.
And we've also been putting, if you guys tag at Dynamic Banter, or if you tag, just tag the Dynamic Banter Instagram account, and we will find your posts and repost them on our Instagram account. How cool is that? All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Mike, thank you for being here, and I thank me. And I want to thank Owen.
This has been
Dynamic Banter. Bye-byes. This is now the segment on Dynamic Banter I like to call Dynamic Banter. Bye-byes.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.